Good morning, America. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis here. Well, what's going on in America? The poor, the middle class, are being taxed to death. How are they being taxed to death? Well, in a special way. Prices on oil is going up. The prices on heating oil is going up. The prices on gasoline is going up. Prices on clothing is going up. And the prices of food are skyrocketing. And with us this morning is Senator Alphonse D'Amato, and he's mad as heck. Good morning, Alphonse. How are you?
John, I personally am good, but I'm very distressed at what is taking place to this country. People just have to, when they get up in the morning, and they have to put some gasoline in the car to get to work and stop, the prices are at a minimum of a dollar plus higher than they were last year. And in some places in the country, they're selling gas at $5 a gallon. I mean, this is incredible. And statistics that have just come out indicate that the median income in this country is $70,000 a year, all right? It's about $70,000. Well, it's costing these people between $175 and $200 a month more for the basics, for food, for clothing, for transportation, for heating, for the basics of life. So here the hardworking families, let's say that make between $70,000 and $100,000 a year, it's costing them almost $200 a month more for the essentials of life. And then sometimes they can't even get these things because they've run out. And the energy cost. In Long Island, we just got a warning that those people who use natural gas, all right, you want to save the environment, natural gas is better than burning oil, but it will go up approximately 25%. Do you know what that does to a working family, a family that makes between $70,000 and $100,000? The people who make this country go, it is criminal. And what do we see? We see that we went from where we were the largest producers of oil and natural gas, and that we were independent, we now have to import. We import. And where do we import from? Gasoline and oil, et cetera, that comes from Russia? This is incredible. And what did this
Russia and OPEC too. OPEC too.
Look at the president, what he did. Okay? He shut off the line that was going to come from Canada. But he opened up a line. He said, yes, go ahead and take it from Russia, and so that they could sell their natural gas and their oil to Germany. So meantime, Americans who were energy independent when Biden came in are now dependent upon oil from the Middle East, from Russia, etc. This is intolerable, and it's costing our homeowners and our residents a fortune. But then he has all these new programs. We're going to start school for pre-K, you know, 3 and 4 years old. But don't worry, it won't cost us anything. No, it won't. And why shouldn't you leave that to the individual states that want to start these programs? And if you want to give some assistance, fine. But we're going to take it. And who do you put it on? You put the cost of this on the working middle class. And, John, some bad news just came out just several days ago. And that is the new job report. They expected to get about 400,000 new jobs. Guess what? They got under 195,000. Wow. So say 200,000, 50% less than what they expected. But no, they have money for everything. They'll take care of every program there is. We forgive the debts, the student debts. Just forgive them, regardless of what.
What was the comment made?
We're going to send kids to community college, and the federal taxpayer is going to pay. Let me tell you, if states, there are some states that have undertaken these programs, That's where it belongs.
What was said, Mr. D'Amato, Senator? What was said once that we'll continue to give away until we run out of other people's money? Is that what they said once?
Well, that's what's going on. We'll continue to give away until we make it impossible for the middle class to live, and we make it so that they're dependent. And by the way, we're letting in 200,000 immigrants a month, and almost all of them are released. It's catch and release into the country, and 60% of them never come back for their hearings, okay? And why we were having this fight for COVID, okay? And somebody gives the prior administration, Trump, credit for having gotten out in front with respect to getting these vaccines, et cetera, and he did do a good job when it came to that. Let's not kid ourselves.
America is being attacked on the Chinese front, on the Russian front, on the OPEC front, on the southern borders. I mean, what does this mean? I mean, can this White House make the right decision? It doesn't seem like it.
Well, they're not. And they are being held captive by the left wing of the Democratic Party.
Well, I think it goes beyond that. It goes beyond that because look what the general said. The general said we told them that to leave 2,500 troops in place, and he didn't do it. He didn't tell our European allies that he was pulling out of Afghanistan. He
deceived the American public because he wanted to claim, as you heard him at the UN, the first time in 20 years, we're not at war. Number one, we did not lose one person in the last year and a half prior to his ridiculous, horrific withdrawal. The way in which he created a situation that resulted in the death of the 13 American heroes who lost their lives, because he wouldn't listen to the generals because, and this is my belief, he wanted to be able to say on 9/11, hey, the first time in 20 years, we're not at war. Sure, you weakened our position. Our allies are afraid to count on us because they say, look at what you did. You cut and run. You didn't really involve us in the process. You didn't extricate ourselves the way your own military people advised. You created a situation where it was retreat.
And Senator Alphonse D'Amato, thank you for everything you do for our country, you have done for our country, and continue to do for our country by speaking the truth.
John,
God bless you.
With you, and keep up your good work so Americans know what's really happening in this country, because the media, mainstream media, for the most part, is covering up, but not ABC. You call them the way they are.
Thank you. God bless you and God bless America.